Simon Sadi Sif Dalid. Litzleis Kachal Oyla Molchei Im HaBasar. The halachas of roasting a kachal or salting a kachal together with a different piece of meat. Dinai Kedin Tzlias Aymalichas Kaved Im Basar. So these follow the same halachas as roasting or salting a liver together with meat. So the Shach tells us over here that the halachas of by the liver are that one can roast or salt the liver together with meat, provided that the meat is on top and the liver is on the bottom, because the liver has a ribuy of dam, it's full of blood, and if you put the liver on top of the meat, the blood will drip down from the liver onto the meat. Therefore, the meat should be on the top and the liver should be on the bottom. So, same thing over here too. The kachal, because it has the milk in it, it should be on the bottom. Because if you were to put the kachal on the top, the concern would be that milk would drip down from the kachal onto the meat, and that would be a problem. Now, again, this is only lechatchila, but lechatchila one should not do that. But b'di'evit, if one did, it would all be mutter. B'di'evid. V'yesh mishematir, there is an opinion, however, that permits l'mloyach kachal ala basar, that when it comes to salting, b'dafka, when it comes to salting, you could salt even with the kachal on the top. And the reason being that this shita holds that salt only draws out blood, it is not poilet milk, and therefore it's not a concern, even if the kachal is on the top. If you salt the two together, we're not concerned that milk is going to be drawn out when you do the salting. We're talking over here salting it, obviously, to remove the blood. But the blood will be drawn out, but not the milk. And therefore, there's no concern that the milk will drip onto the meat. However, when it comes to... However, this opinion agrees that when it comes to tzli, you cannot have the... At least not lechatchil, you cannot have the kachal on top. The kachal must be on the bottom. The Ramah, though, says, Ve'in l'molchei im basar. That one should not, he goes to the opposite extreme and says that one should not even salt meat and kachal together no matter what. Meaning even if you're going to put the kachal on the bottom, you still should not salt them together, and certainly you should not roast them together even if you're going to put the kachal on the bottom. So they should be kept completely separate. Aval b'di'evid b'kol inyan mutter. However, b'di'evid, even if you put the kachal on the top, certainly if you put the kachal on the bottom, but even if you put the kachal on the top, b'di'evid, it will be mutter b'chol inyan. Okay, so again, this is consistent with the approaches that the Mechaber and the Ramah take in the whole simen, where the Mechaber is much more makel in terms of mixing tam of meat and kachal, and the Ramah is much more machmer and always held that you have to keep the two as separate as can be. Or hakeiva, la'achar shehusar chol boi mitoichai v'hodoch. Now we're not talking kachal anymore, but we're talking about the stomach of the calf. After you remove the milk, because after you shecht it, the keiva is full of milk, because the young calf nurses and there's milk in its stomach. So if you remove the milk v'hodoch and you rinse it out, then yesh l'din shar basar. So now there's no longer concern, and it has the din like regular meat. Umutul l'molchay im shar basar vein l'din kechal klal. You can now salt it. The shach says you could even cook it together with other meat. It doesn't have the halachas of a kechal at all. The milk that's in it, once you rinse it out, is gone, and it is fine. Now, it would only be the Ramah who would bring this halacha. The Mechaber doesn't need to say this, because the Mechaber already from Sif Pei Zayin told us that the milk inside of the keva is pir shabalma. It's not milk at all. However, the Ramah who differentiated between if the milk is tzolol or karush, and he said that if the milk would be karush, it's all congealed, then that would be persha, that would be pariv. But if it's tzolol, then it is milchigs. So, since the Ramah holds that the milk inside the keva is milchigs, now he has to tell us maybe you think there's a concern even after I wash it out, maybe some of that milk somehow was absorbed into the meat, And so the halacha is, no, once you rinse it out, now it has the regular din of any other piece of basar, and you could salt it together or cook it together with meat. Now the Rikiv Eger points out, even though the Ramah says you could salt it, one would think, because of the context of the rest of the sif, that he would mean to salt it in terms of drawing out the blood. He notes that that cannot be, because already from Siman Ayin Hay we know that you're not supposed to salt Bnei Me'ayim together with other pieces of meat, because other pieces of meat have in them blood, and even though we are not machzik dam, even though we do salt the Bnei Me'ayim, they should be salted separate from the rest of the meat, because we're not machzik that there's dam in the Bnei Me'ayim, and we're afraid that if you salt something which has no blood together with something which has blood, you're going to actually cause it to absorb the blood. That which normally it doesn't absorb is because, since it is busy expelling blood through the Malicha process, we're not afraid that it will absorb any, but if it doesn't have any of its own to be expelling, then there is a concern that it will absorb other blood. So therefore it's brought that l'chatchila you're not allowed to salt the two together. So therefore the Rikiv Eger points out that over here when the Ramah says that you're allowed to salt it together with other meat, since we're talking about the keva, which is part of the Bnei Me'ayim, he cannot be referring to salting it to remove the blood. He must be talking about you independently salted the meat and salted the keva by themselves. Now I just want to salt the two a second time. I just want to salt them together. So then that is permitted, provided that the milk was all rinsed out.